Do you ever wonder what liberals think about it this time of the day? What do they do? Who can I tax today? Whose life can I control because I'm smarter than they are? Who can I regulate to the point that they're just driven mad? I wonder what liberals think about it. You know, and I've got an expert on the line to talk about just such things. Liberal Lee with me this morning. Lee, are you there?
Stephen. You know, I just love the criticism.
What criticism? I'm just asking, what do you think about, you know, what do liberals think about?
We want to tax people. What do you think we think about?
Well, I know that. You want to just...
On a regular basis. And look at, understand something. I played poker till 5 in the morning. I didn't get home till almost 6. So I'm tired. So if a lot of the things I say this morning don't make sense, just think of me as a Republican.
Well, right. I was just going to think that, you know, if things you say don't make sense, you've been playing poker ever since you started coming out of this radio program. That's what I was thinking. So let me ask you something. All right. So the state of New Jersey. State of New Jersey, thinking about becoming the first state in America to raise the legal smoking age for cigarettes for tobacco to the age of 21. Now, there are 4 states currently that the age is 19, plus the District of Columbia. So we'll just say 5 areas in America. You have to be 19. Then think about 21. What do you think of that?
I don't like it. I'm not in favor of smoking. I was a smoker for years and years, Steve, and I gave it up 5 years ago. But I firmly am of the belief that if we can send our kids at 18 years old off to fight and die for us, they ought to have the right to smoke if they want, drink if they want. I don't think you can ask an 18-year-old to fight and die for your country and deprive them of rights.
You know, with that kind of logic, all right, let's bring Socrates into the conversation. Hi, Socrates. How you doing, Steve? Good.
Hey
listen, so let's smoke a little crack. You know, have a little rock so that I can roll out of here, you know, because, you know, if I can fight and die for my country, then by God, I can smoke crack cocaine. What difference does it make? So go.
Look, you know, are you now trying to equate drugs that we've made illegal with what you're talking about on smoking?
Well, tobacco kills 500,000 people a year in America.
Yep.
500,000 people a year die from smoking. $350 billion. Hold on. $350 billion a year spent on medical treatment for those that have smoked. $1 trillion every 3 years.
Ban smoking.
I agree with that.
Then ban smoking, but don't say to an 18-year-old, you can't do it now till you're 21.
Right, but based on that logic, then tell them they can do any damn thing they want. If they can go die for our country, why should they have any restrictions based on that logic?
It's not. No, come on, Stephen. Come on. You know that's not what I'm saying. What are you saying? Is that at 18 years old, they should have all the rights and privileges afforded to any adult.
So, therefore, the drinking age should be 18 as well.
In my opinion, yeah. Am I thrilled about that? No. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to look a kid in the face at 18 years old that's going off to fight and potentially die for our freedoms and say, yeah, but you know what? You can't have a beer when you're on leave.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hear that from me.
But you think 18-year-olds should be able to drink and smoke and do whatever because they could fight and die for the country, though most of them are opposed to the military anyway at this age. Certainly the liberals hate the military, but, you know... That's your argument, then. Okay.
Well, at 18, I couldn't win a fight with my sister, so you can't look to me for that.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay, so what about the taxes on sugary drinks being put forth by the progressives as well? You know, your Big Gulp ought to be taxed heavily because there's sugar in it. What do you think of that idea?
Oh, you know, I've never been a big believer in trying to legislate morality on conduct.
But that's what you guys do every day.
No, we do not, Stephen.
Every single day.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Really?
Okay, where do all the sin taxes come from? Hold on. You want to increase taxes on a yacht?
The Reagan administration, when they went after all the adult material and the bookstores, et cetera, that you can now see on TV every day. On HBO.
Now, what I want to know is, you know, you want to go after luxury taxes and so forth. Great ideas put forth by the progressives. If you get a nice boat in your life or a nice car, we ought to be able to tax you extra on that. So, you know, there's this whole idea, this taxation idea, this interference in my life.
You want to get into the issues of the tax code?
Sure, why not?
I'm going to go back, and I'm going to tell you the same remedy that we talked about weeks ago when we talked about what you do with the state. The problem is not, I mean, I don't like the tax code the way it's written. There are a lot of flaws in it, and those need to be gotten rid of. But the problem is in enforcement. It's not in the code itself. We could have billions of dollars if there was a proper enforcement procedure in place.
What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, that's a nice bumper sticker, but what does that mean?
Oh, the federal government funds having, you know, I don't want to call it an organization or another department, that's sole responsibility for the first 5 years. And I told you this with the state before. The first 5 years, the federal government funds it, and they put people there to find the cheats, to find the frauds, to eliminate all of that. After the first 5 years, they get a cut of what they find. The government doesn't pay them anymore.
What do you think about the president's approval ratings being as low as they've ever been now?
Well, are you telling me that there isn't a president that goes through ups and downs?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
it
that
it happens to every president.
Just trying to figure out where you are on this thing, because when the Republicans take over the U.S. Senate and add 15 seats in the House, wouldn't that be a...
God forbid the Republicans take over the entire House and put somebody in the White House.
Isn't it great?
Oh, my God.
Lee?
What are we going to do when that happens, Steve?
Well, I don't know, but you better take your medicine now that you're all nervous. You have a good Tuesday.
Hillary's going to be in there.
Oh, boy. Now I need my medicine.
My words. I heard you say earlier when I was driving home that, or somebody said they didn't think she was electable. You mark my words.
All right.